Hungary, which is faced with a massive financial crisis, believes it will soon be able to sign an IMF-led deal on a multi-billion-dollar financial assistance package. The announcement was made by the country's Deputy Prime Minister Tibor Navracsics in an interview with Vatican Radio. He spoke with regional correspondent Stefan Boss in Budapest.
Despite mounting tensions with the International Monetary Fund, Hungary's deputy prime minister now says he expects an agreement on an IMF-led loan of some $20 billion. Tibor Navracsics told Vatican Radio that he expects the agreement to be signed soon.
We want to have an agreement with the IMF, so it will be at the end of this year or in the early next year, but I hope there will be an agreement.
His comments are remarkable, as Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán recently said that Hungary could not accept alleged conditions for the loan, including pension cuts and the elimination of a bank tax and other taxes targeting mainly foreign companies. Yet in case there is no deal, Hungary is still looking into creative ways to shore up its budget. The latest proposals include one to borrow at least $272 million from Hungarian citizens by selling them euro-dominated bonds. Another would grant residency to foreigners or even Hungarian passports if they are willing to buy 250,000 euros, some $300,000, of Hungarian government bonds, confirmed Navracsics.
Well, who knows? Everything can be realistic in recent times. We have to finance our budget, so yeah, we are just looking for financial instruments as well.
He spoke on the sidelines of what was dubbed Europe's largest American election night in Budapest. Navracsics said he hopes re-elected US President Barack Obama will focus more on Central and Eastern Europe. He said countries such as Hungary are still concerned about Russia's influence, as they were occupied for decades by Soviet forces. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.